press and hang the flag upside down. The sound of conservative politicians on television. People in the hood are blind, so they tell us to listen. They vote for us to go to war instantly, but none of their kids serve in the infantry. The odds are stacked against us like a casino. Think about it, most of the army is black and Latino. And if you can't acknowledge the reality of my words, you just another stupid motherfucker out on the curb, trying to escape from the ghetto with your ignorant ways. But you can't read history at an illiterate stage, and you can't raise a family on minimum wage. Why the fuck you think most of us are locked in a cage? I give niggas the truth, cause they pride is indigent. You better off rich and guilty than poor and innocent. But I'm sick of feeling impotent, watching the world burn in the era of apocalypse, waiting my turn. I'm a Harlem nigga that's concerned with the future, and if you're in my way, it'd be an honor to shoot ya. Uproot ya with the evil that grows in my people, making them deceitful, cannibalistic and lethal. But I see through the mentality implanted in us, and I educate my fam about who we should trust.
Homicide Harlem, blam, what's the problem? Homicide Harlem, blam, what's the problem? Homicide Harlem, blam, what's the problem? Homicide Harlem, blam, what's the problem?
Message erased. First saved message received May 8th at 4:09 a.m. Hi, piece of shit.
If silence were loudness, they would be the loudest flying bird. That's a terrible metaphor. The owl's face is basically like a giant ear. The specialized feather.
Hello, and welcome back to Cream of Wheat.
Yes, yes, yes. The revival show. It's most exciting.
We are very happy to be back. We got some bumps and bruises along the way. We lost our show for a hot moment there.
It was very sad.
But we got it back. Today, I'm on the board. That's Ben, your DJ.
Yep. And Aiden, co-DJ.
All right. And here we go. We're going to kick you off with another song.
WMFO Medford, 91.5.
Oh, yeah. Very important.
We're required to do that by the station, but it's 2 a.m. So are there any rules? I don't really know. I'm wearing a bathrobe and Ben's wearing a quarter-zip sweater. All bets are off.
Who knows what's going to happen? Let's take him away with Into the Wild.
Ooh.
Just for the winter, with your broom, da 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 da.
Alrighty. So what you heard at first was Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs. Then we had Into the Wild by...
That's a great question. We had Into the Wild by Cornell Cruz.
Yes, Cornell, our dearest. And then we just had Hard at Races by Architecture in Helsinki. Also at the beginning, there was a brief excerpt from True Facts About the Owl by Z. Frank. Truly
amazing. It's been so long since he's posted.
I know, I miss him.
He does some great videos. I check out True Facts About Morgan Freeman. Very informative, very accurate.
Never watch True Facts About the Duck, though.
Don't watch that one.
That I was told that sage advice a long time ago. Didn't listen to it and deeply regretted it.
And there's this really freaky one about this like weird animal that has a stupidly long middle finger, and it's so horrible.
The tarsier.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to get broken like a piece of spaghetti. I do not recommend that
it's
video.
It's a French demon monkey.
He's like, so
you
scary.
Don't need to watch it. Yeah. So those are our words on Z. Frank. Truly
yeah.
Sage advice.
Truly sage advice.
But yeah, we hope everyone's doing well on this beautiful 2:12 a.m.
Please call in.
If
prove that other
there,
people exist
touch,
at this
touch
hour.
The void. Prove that we're not just speaking into the void. Be the void and touch back a little bit.
Yeah, touch back a little bit.
Just a little bit. That's all we do.
Not a lot. Just please, a
light,
not a lot.
Just a light tap, really, is all that would be required. Maybe
a little nudge.
A little poke.
Pat.
Gentle pat, but nothing
crazy. A swift pat.
Yeah, yes, very swift, just kind of brief, just
it makes that noise. I'll wake up,
you know, nothing crazy here.
We're just looking for a little thing.
We're just reaching out for some validation.
Yeah,
that's fine, we're all alone.
Speaking of being touched on your bodies, our next song is My Body by Young the Giant.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. That transition was definitely...
Hello. Segway.
All right, so here we are. My Body by Young the Giant.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Yes. Tasty.
Delicious. Yummy so in my tummy.
Yes, quite. New motto. Yummy in my tummy at 2 a.m. I was hit by a moment of divine inspiration.
That was incredible. I'm so proud I was here to witness that. You've grown up so fast.
He really does care.
So, we have some questions for each other, mostly me asking him questions. I'm Ben, that's Aiden, and you're going to learn a thing or two about us.
It's going to be so fun.
So my first question is, what is your, I know it sounds weird, but just try it thing?
Ooh. Okay, so my family and I used to have a juicer. It was like this big... The juicer. Yeah, I know. It would be like, get down the juicer.
Bring it down off the shelf.
Bring down the juicer.
The good juicer. I don't want any of that bad juicer business.
No bad juicer. So we used to like... It was like a very large production to bring down the juicer. So when you brought down the juicer, you best be doing something good with the juicer.
Probably juicing stuff, right?
Juicing things, but beyond juicing.
Oh.
Give me a moment.
Sorry.
So basically what you do is you'd hop on the stool, and then you'd hop up in the custodial closet to the juicer.
The custodial closet. Houses the juicer. That's where she sleeps.
My sweet, sweet baby juicer. So up on the top shelf, you'd lower the juicer. Be careful not to hit yourself in the head. I did that several times. And you put it on the counter, and you plug it in, and you hear the gentle hum of the juicer.
Oh, it's electric.
It's electric. She's electric. And you'd put in, you know, you could juice normal things, apples, carrots, celery. But the thing that you could really juice and use well is frozen bananas.
Ooh!
You put in a frozen banana. Into the juicer. Get in the juicer. It makes like banana sorbet consistency.
Amazing. Ice cream,
which is powerful and had no added sugars. It was all natural. You can sprinkle walnuts on top. Sometimes do a little blueberry and banana, and it could like become this beautiful. I don't know. It was truly divine.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've always wondered?
What?
Why don't they make banana juice?
I feel like bananas just went, they're thick.
They're thick, yeah.
They're made of fats.
Well, you had the juicer.
They have no water in them.
They have to have some.
Have you ever had
one of those really bruised bananas and like, it's just the worst, but it is liquidy.
It's like soft.
It's, yeah.
But it's too, no, it's like, it's not crisp.
Okay, ignoring the texture issue, would it taste good?
I mean, they're in smoothies a lot, so they do taste good. However, I just don't think you'd get the right consistency.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just me.
You know, and that's your opinion, and that's okay. I have
Thank you.
Some more questions. What is something that your mother doesn't know?
Something that my mom doesn't know?
Yeah.
Let's see. Something that my mom doesn't know.
It does not have to be a bad thing.
I know, exactly. Like, she knows a lot of things. She's a very wise lady. I really appreciate her influence in my life. If you're listening, Mom,
go to bed, first of all.
First off, yes, please sleep. I know you're worried that I have an exam tomorrow. It's okay. It'll be fine. But something my mom maybe doesn't know is that, like, in the Meiji Constitution of 1882, the Meiji Constitution, a big thing that was talked about was how the emperor was still very much a part of the Japanese government, despite their westernization and a lot of their influences of democracy and this idea of, like, mutual representation of all classes. But, like, Amaterasu and, like, Shinto legend was still very much a part of the Constitution, grounding the Japanese people both in kind of these Western ideals, but also very much, like, leading, setting the way to, like, this kind of sense of deep nationalistic identity in the modern era.
Thank you for sharing that.
My mother doesn't know.
Wow. And if she's listening at home, one, again, go to bed, and two, now you know it.
Now she knows.
Do you have any questions for me?
Let's see. I according to whip around questions online.
Wow.
One moment. Get to know you questions. I'm so excited. 50 questions to get to know someone.
50 good questions.
See where that works.
And while we're getting to know us two here in the studio, we'd love it if you would call us.
Yeah.
So we can get to know you.
So Ben.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite mode of transportation?
Oh my god, don't even get me started. One time my friend...
Transportation.
It's the worst. Getting point A to point B.
I remember when they came out with transportation. I always hated it.
Before we were stationary people, your world was what was immediately surrounding you. God forbid somebody put up a tree.
Now everyone wants to be a nomad. It's the era of the road trip. Millennials on the computers.
Cybernetically transporting themselves across the world.
What? You can't do that. You live in an address.
Yeah, one place. My least favorite. Okay, so I'm gonna start this one off with a story. So this is actually a different, it's a would you rather question that my friend posted me once. So my friend posted me this question about what, like, would I rather be a pair of jeans or pencil roll everywhere I go?
Oh.
And I didn't really know how to answer that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a pair of jeans, you honestly can't think.
Right. And, yeah. Like, does it matter who's... like, whose legs you're on? I don't know.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Right? It's a good question. Like, we should do that one. Jeans. Right. And, like, are you light washed? I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Acid wash says something that you're, like, kind of rebellious.
Yeah, you're a little angsty there. Okay. No one understands your music. Like, it's not a phase. All that.
Parents will never understand you.
Never.
Or will anyone, for that matter.
Honestly, yeah. I don't know what you're doing. Hanging out in Hot Topic too much.
Yeah, please.
But anyway. Yeah. So, the more I thought about the pencil rolling situation, the worse it seemed as a form of transportation.
Yes.
Because are you allowed to go onto an airplane and pencil roll up and down the aisle? Mm. Or is that a TSA like violation? Like, can you go on boats? Like, what are you limited to?
That's interesting.
So I would say that's one of my least favorite forms of transportation, if not my least favorite.
Speaking of transportation, so I have no sources to back this up. I could just be saying complete, like, blasphemy right now.
It might be.
Oftentimes I blaspheme the world quite often. However, my roommate, before I came to do the show, Owen Lasko, my light.
He is your lighthouse. Lasko,
if you're listening, which you aren't because you told me you'd be asleep during this time.
That's a good choice.
Know that we appreciate you.
We love you. Thank you.
But anyway, he said that on a recent United Airlines flight, United Airlines already got in hot water with throwing the doctor off the plane.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Apparently, okay, so there is someone with a dog on a plane. Some sort of unsanctioned dog. And
that's
United
absurd.
Airlines said that the dog couldn't be on the plane after the plane had already taken off. So a flight attendant, brace yourself, like actually a flight attendant apparently, like, suffocated this dog. I'm laughing because I'm so uncomfortable.
Suffocated
this dog on the plane. Everyone could hear the noises of this
dog
my God. Dying. And the owners were just okay with it. And now they're complaining about social media and everything. So I don't even know. Like, they didn't say anything. Like, it's just so weird.
What?
So I'm confused. It doesn't even sound real, but, like, it kind of sounds like something United Airlines would do.
Who? What are their training books? Like, did another human being at an earlier time write down, like, type up, like, clickety-clack, like, if there is an unsanctioned dog.
Kill dog. Kill dog.
Yeah, how did that... I thought you were going to suggest that they jettisoned the dog.
Well, no, I mean, like, jettisoning is almost better than, like, suffocating
it's so much
a
better.
Dog in front of its own. Oh, okay. I can't handle that. That's awful.
So that was another get-to-know-you question. Do we want to do another, or should we...
I think we're ready for some more tunes. I need to take my mind off this.
Yeah, dog. Okay. This song is, I think, a more wholesome sounding song. It's called Sweater.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Which should hopefully. Sweaters are excellent. I was wearing a Christmas one. I got made fun of relentlessly the other day, but beside the point, I'm going to kick you off with Sweater. You walk by.
When you wore my sweater, you wore. started when you wore my sweater.
You wore my blue.
All right, we're getting ready to present to you guys a nice PSA. It's going to teach you some good things that you need to know about your own lives.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so it is time for that PSA. And here, we're going to talk to you about blackout emergency preparedness. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations, such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any other time. So, be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, that is our PSA. And we've had enough of PSAs, so it's time to... you know, just kind of relax with kind of a different form of safety, a different form of public safety.
Oh, absolutely. This is super important. I just learned about this the other day.
Yeah. So now it's time for poetry. Welcome to Poetry. Ben and Aiden. My first poem. Poetry has always stirred my soul. Our first poem is titled Bluegrass. And he told me nowhere was a lake that any day now he'd surely drown. What's the right answer to a thing like that? So we just stood there, the two of us, shaking a bit in the cold, but pretty still mostly. Horses in a field of men. Thank you.
Truly beautifully read.
Ben.
All right, I have an excerpt from this poem. Cannon to the right of them. Cannon to the left of them. Cannon in front of them. Volleyed and thundered. Stormed at with shot and shell. Boldly they rode and well. Into the jaws of death. Into the mouth of hell. Rode the 600. Oh.
Now, this is time for a poem that I like to call The Swamp of Volition. There must be a method to turn off freedom, to waste motion in a curve and glide down the city as cascade, to be sunk in the fumes of machines or dance in front of a choir without any bowl dash 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 tea. to undress in the cold sensations of the crowd, to chew the furniture of words, to fall into the sound of water. The idea of thought would be framed in museums and memorial sites, like an ancient artifact of struggle. All the small things will float in the air, and we decorate the problem of life with the husks of memory. Without choice, life would be a nail deep in the crust of flux. And language, moss at the rim of our lips.
Incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
I felt like I was there.
Truly transported, if I would say.
I hate transportation.
Ah, transportation. I always hated it. All right, well, that has been Poetry Hour with Ben and Aiden.
Wow.
All right.
Incredible.
Now, we'll get off with some more tunes. Let's see if this one that was supposed to play earlier and didn't plays this time. All right, let's take it away.
Here we are. Thank you.
times that a man can't keep his cool. Dressing for impressing, make a gentleman act a fool. Well, I know you don't think that skirt is too tight, but baby, you got booty busting out the sides. It ain't right. You got your style and shoes and your diamond necklace too. You got that $95 hairdo and a shirt I can see straight through. So don't try to say you're accidentally cute. Ow, don't try, mama. Pretty little lady, how did your teeth get so white? You got that curly hair just bouncing down your back, and your long legs stepping out tonight. But I can see through all your womanly plans. Ooh, I can. You got your style and shoes and your diamond necklace too. You got that $95 hairdo and a shirt I can see straight through. So try to say you're accidentally cute. Ow, don't try that, mama. Come on. Hey.
Welcome back to Cream of Wheat. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford. FM world.
Yes.
These are... What does FM stand for?
I honestly don't know.
Oh, I used to know.
I used to know. I don't. But anyway, it's...
We're in the AM, but we're transmitting in the FM. Welcome to Cream of Wheat.
Everything is upside down. All right. So it's starting to snow again. We're looking outside the studio window. It's starting to snow.
If you're awake, come wave high.
Yeah, come wave high. We're looking down out on Boston Avenue. But please, it's an open letter to the sky. I really appreciated you today. I really appreciated you last night. But I have an exam tomorrow, and I just, like, want to take my exam. Actually, today at 9:30.
Yeah, that's in very few hours.
Talk about plants and humanity in peace. You know, the organelles, the endoplasmic reticulum.
Oh, don't forget the reticulum.
Never forget it.
Your grandfather forgot him, and he ended up, boom, splat, dead on the ground. Schmutz.
Arthur. I always forgot his reticulum. But, you know, I just want to take it in peace. I went kayaking in the snow today. It was so fun.
Where'd you get a kayak?
The Tufts Mountain Club, dude.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sometimes, you know.
Shameless plug, I don't go as frequently as I should. I've gone twice so far, but I really would like to get more involved.
Yeah, and I go to the lodge a lot, so come hang.
Come hang out with one and or possibly two.
Of cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat.
The best, the best cereal that you can hear in the morning that isn't actually tasty, but you hear it with your ears. New motto. New motto.
That whole thing is the new motto.
We might write that out for our next new logo. Stay tuned. I'm actually kind of into that. I might go up on the archives and transcribe it tomorrow.
I really think that's a great idea. Make that your name on the test. Or give yourself a shameless plug. So your professor's like, okay, I can see now why he was so tired during the exam.
I understand why you do this. No, I will not be tired for the exam. I will be a ball of energy, and I will be fine.
Very yes, defensive. Yes. Well, very defensive.
Yeah, here we are. Coming to a close for our Phoenix premiere. You know, we've risen from the ashes and coming to a close of this episode. But we'll be on every single week, which
that
is awesome.
That is bi-weekly, except two times bi-weekly.
What? Oh my, it's like it's weekly.
It's basically weekly.
maybe it is weekly, actually.
In fact, it is, and you should always tune in.
Yes.
As you, how many of you are there? Oh, is that 15?
15, I doubt that.
I don't think we lost anyone.
15.
Who fell asleep with it on? Who fell asleep with WMFO on?
Who's just putting it on to make us feel better and then muting it is the question.
Our biggest fans, and I know you can't hear us, but I appreciate you.
We really do. But yeah, so we're going to keep going with a few more tunes. I mean, there's no one coming in after us. We go over, we won't be interrupted.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll...
That's a huge benefit to this time slot.
Also at the same time, like on Wednesdays at 3, like I think we should go to bed.
Yeah. Probably.
But yeah, we're going to keep on cranking here with a few tunes.
And, Crime time, prime time.
Yeah, we'll take you into the sweet, sweet morning.
All right.
Here we
what
are.
What are we giving them?
Little Listomania by Phoenix.
All right, I'm ready.
sounds come together so close to my face. It's no wonder we wonder what's taking place. Oh, I feel like an animal in the night. Play it right, play it right. Devotion, I would be more than a small human with her head pressed against your mouth in motion. Play it right.
So before this, you heard Listomania, or two songs ago was Listomania by Phoenix. What you just heard was Play It Right by Sylvan Esso. And now what you're hearing is Ben and I.
It's us. We're not a song, but we are excellent.
We are musical.
And we are brain sounds going, whoa. Brain.
You can vocal. Tell that it's 2:57 in the morning.
Vocal
ben
sounds.
Ben Michelle just said brain sounds.
Which is our... coincidentally, the next show that we will have on.
Brain sounds.
DJ Brain Sounds.
Brain Sounds.
Stay tuned. That's our next project.
Yes. I'm actually now DJ Brain Sounds. Aiden is no longer here. Aiden was of the past.
Aiden is dead.
DJ Brain Sounds is of the present and future. for indefinite. So.
And we love him. And he has a lot going on.
DJ
in his brain.
A lot going on. Yeah. So many sounds.
Between the two ears.
Very loud brain he has there.
It's like he makes that noise. Oh, I did not make that into the microphone. Sorry, guys. Welcome to our ASMR video.
No, stop. This can't happen. This is wrong.
We talked about it. We decided no ASMR for sure.
No. And DJ Brain Sounds. DJ Brain Sounds.
Yeah. So.
But anyway.
That's DJ Brain Sounds. So yeah, it's we're rounding 2:58. We're closing it out. We'd like to play one last song for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. We will be here next week, same time. So set your calendars.
Yes.
Do not pencil us in. Use blood. We are on.